Dear friends, hello and welcome to this course of Gnosis. This is our first course of the season. And today we have this very important topic that is called the wisdom of Gnosis. What is the wisdom of Gnosis or the Gnostic wisdom? What we are going to study? What is the Gnosis itself? Okay, today we are going to to develop this topic, and we are going to be able to know what is this mystic, ancient and beautiful knowledge that we are giving you today as a gift for mankind. This gift was given for a very important person that he it was like in touch with this wisdom in a very special way. Not just because he got all the information from books, but because he actually lived the Gnostic process in himself, in his life. And we are going to see how this Gnostic wisdom can help us to change our lives, but not only in appearance, but this goes like beyond the appearance, and it goes deeply, deeply inside of you. So this is the Gnostic wisdom today. We are welcoming you to these teachings, and we are very happy to have you here in this first lecture, this first teachings of Master Samael Aun Weor. Okay, thank you very much. Remember, the content of all these video conferences and teachings are based on his books, Master Samael Aun Weor. That is his name. And let's start with this beautiful wisdom that we are going to love. And little by little, you will see that Gnosis will fill all of the emptiness, all those little holes in the knowledge of the world. And well, we are the Cultural Institute Quetzalcoatl. That is our name. And Quetzalcoatl, it is a very important god in the Aztec culture. And it's also he appears also in different cultures of Mexico and Latin America with different names because of the different cultures. Well, they always have different names for gods. And that's exactly the same case of Quetzalcoatl. That is this is our guide. He's like the most important god of the Aztecs. Is our symbol, as you can see there. Well, that is the name of our institute, and we are going to start with today to talk about Gnosis. What is Gnosis? What is that word? Where that word come from? Well, that word, dear friends, comes from ancient language of the Greek language and the Roman language, right? And it means knowledge. It means wisdom itself, gnosis. That is the Roman term for gnosis is gnosis, and gnosis means knowledge, means wisdom. That is exactly what the gnosis is. It is also a very beautiful wisdom that is hidden in a very special place. That very special place is yourself. The gnosis is inside yourself. You just have to discover it by meditation, by practices that we are going to unfold little by little during the course of gnosis. And you will also discover that knowledge in you. You will also discover that knowledge hidden in the rocks of ancient cultures. And you will see how this gnosis, that wisdom will it changed your life. There is a beautiful phrase in the Delphos Temple in Rome that is nocete ipsum. And nocete ipsum means in English, a man, know yourself, get to know yourself, so you will be able to know the secrets of the universe. That is this phrase that is in the at the doors, right, of the temple, because it is important that we find gnosis, that we find that knowledge inside ourselves. All right, this is not something that we are going to get from books, and you have to go to this library or to this online page, but inside yourself. So that is the beauty of this knowledge, my dear friends, that we will be able to find this hidden treasure in ourselves. Men, know yourself so you will know the secrets of the universe and goddess and the gods, sorry, and goddesses and gods also, right? So this is what gnosis are meant to be. And you will be able to find this gnosis, this nocere, this knowledge in different cultures. And you also will notice that they are connected somehow. So, for example, the archaeologists, they always said, oh, well, Mayas, they are from this or that period of time. And suddenly you realize that there is something weird, because Egyptians, they were long, long before Mayas, and other cultures long, long, long before Mayas or Aztecs or Incas, and all of them have something in common. All of them have the pyramid, for example, as a symbol, as a big building, with the stairs maybe. Or like the ones in Giza, that they are like very perfect prismas, right? So you will see that they are kind of different, but they are more or less the same. They all kind of the same building in all this culture that, according to the scientists, according to the archaeologists, they have no connection. Well, they are more connected than we can expect. Mayas, for example, they let us a beautiful knowledge. They were very, very intelligent people, and they were mathematics. They were astrologists. They were scientists, and they had they suddenly disappear, dear friends. There is a mystery about Mayas that people and very, very, serious people, archaeologists, they say that maybe they die because of, I don't know, a famine, or maybe because of a pandemic, right? And they die because of that. But there are other, it is weird, because all of the monuments, all of the cities of the Mayas, suddenly they pass from one day to another to be abandoned. So that's what sometimes the archaeologists did not understand. How can they die in a single day? It is kind of weird. We know in Gnosis that Mayas, they reach a very high level of their spiritual development. So they go into another dimension. They are still there, but we don't see them because they are in a different dimension. And dimensions is also another subject that we are going to study here in Gnosis. And also, well, we have this knowledge in the stones, in the monuments of Mayas, in the juego de pelota, it's the name in Spanish, but it's a game with a ball. They used to play with a ball in these places, something like that you can see in the picture. And they play with the ball, two teams. They were playing, fighting against each other, and suddenly the winner died. Imagine that. That is, it's kind of weird. And sometimes we say, because the Mayans, they were savages. They were very aggressive people. They kill each other. But this is what we are talking about here, dear friends, is the golden era of the golden time of the Mayas, the golden time of the Aztecs, and the golden time of all the different cultures. Because, you know, every culture has different stages. The first stage is the golden era. They always have the best, right? The best of the best is in the first era. Then they are starting to go down, 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 to lose all that knowledge, to lose every virtue they had, and everything they made like a very important and intelligent people. So that's what we are talking about here. We are talking about the cultures, but in their very high level of consciousness. All right. So that's when they do that, when they play the juego de pelota or the ball game, it is a very it's a very deep meaning. The meaning is fight against yourself. And here in Gnosis, this is something that we are going to find as a main purpose of the Gnosis, as the you know, the main purpose of Gnosis is to fight against your negative side, because everybody, we have a negative side, and if we fight against that darkness that we carry on, then we can find light, then we can find development, then we can find a better situation and a real change in our lives. So that's it. This is important to know, my dear friends. Also, well, let's move on to the next slide. The Egyptians, all right? The similarities on the different cultures, they are very, very, well, important, right? The common root of the knowledge that they had. That is exactly why they have these similarities, because there is a common root that they have, and that common root, my dear friends, is not other thing but Gnosis. And this Gnosis was delivered or handed in to the Egyptians, to the all of the ancient, super ancient cultures in our world, from the Atlantis people. The people from Atlantis, that they remember that, well, they have the scientists said that we are here in this period of time, but we have more millions of years living in this plane, living on Earth. So it has been five different races in our world, and the previous race was the Atlantis race. And this Atlantis race, they gave us all the Gnosis, and in a very beautiful way. They taught us how to live. They taught us how to build these monuments, these big constructions, right? And the Egyptians also gave us that example of how a human being with knowledge, or trying to find knowledge, will be facing four trials. They are related with the different elements of the nature: fire, water, air, I forgot the other one. Okay, well, the four different elements of nature, we will have a different trial. But this is not, don't get scared, right? You are not going to be facing the fire itself, like to burning or something like that. No, we are going to be facing trials that are related with fire, right? For example, fire could relate to anger, right? And if we have the situation of a moment that you feel like your anger is going to explode, and you said, okay, wait a minute, maybe this is a trial, and you calm down, you breathe in, you breathe out, and you say, okay, I am going to put up with this situation, and I am going to do it with harmony. Then you are doing that this trial of fire, right? It is not exactly related of we are going to get drowned in the water. No, something like that. It is something that we are going to learn little by little how fire and water and air and earth are connected to different situations of life. All right, very nice. Also, we have this knowledge, right? This knowledge that is very deep, my dear friends, in every culture. For example, the Incas, they told us about Dios Sol, the god for them is the sun, right? And that is the real being, a real being that is inside them, okay? That real being that is very deep inside yourself, that's what they were calling the sun god, or the god that is the sun. All right. Also, they call about 49 parts of the being. They were talking about this number. And this is something that we also going to learn during these courses, during these lectures. We are going to learn that numbers are important. They are living, and they are living parts of the creation, and they have like a very special meaning. So that's why all of the different cultures, they have numbers like four columns, 49 columns, 49 doors, or the stairs to go up to the temple, 49 different steps, because that's what they are referring to, the 49 parts of the being. All right, so that's what all these beautiful different cultures they left behind for us to be there, to be aware of this beautiful knowledge that is the gnosis, because the gnosis pretends that every man have a very a huge spirit, a huge order in his life, and to live happily and to live consciously. All right, that is what the gnosis tried to do. And gnosis is not just something that you have because you want to know more, because you are so intellectual and you want to know everything about this philosophy. This is not exactly like that, my dear friends. Gnosis is like a style of life. It's a way of living. From now, in this moment, you will change. Your mind will be open to a different approach of life. So, for example, the Aztecs, my dear friends, they led us a beautiful philosophy, like pictured in on stones. They knew other materials, of course. They knew other materials. They knew papers made of different plants of in Mexico. But they decided to let this knowledge in on stones, because they know that stones are very, they prevail for a long, long time. So, well, remember the philosophy does not belong only to one culture. The Gnostic philosophy belongs to all mankind, to all different cultures, to every single man in that is walking on earth. Okay, the gods and the regions of nature, this is something that the Aztec always led us. They let us this knowledge of the nature, the principles of nature, the four elements of nature, like the fire, the air, the water, and the earth. They have an intelligent principle, and they call them gods, and they call them regents of the nature. And they gave us this wisdom with different names that they gave to their gods, that they were beautiful. For example, we have the god of the fire, the god of the water, the god of the earth, the goddess of the earth, because it's a female god, and there you can see them, right? We can have Coatlicue was the air goddess, Huehuetoatl, the fire god, and Ehecatl, the air god. And also we have Tlaloc, the water god. Those are the gods of the Aztecs, right? And they were also regent of different nature elements. And they also let us this beautiful legend. It's a legend that you can find in different cultures, as well as the Upanishads. They are from India. And also this legend is there. And the Aztecs also have this legend. This legend is, where is the knowledge, right? Where is the gnosis? The gnosis, where is it, my dear friends? Well, all of the gods get together in a meeting just to see where they are going to put the knowledge. They knew, my dear friends, that we will be, I mean, they we will be like chaotic, like we are right now, you know, with all this violence that we are living right now, the confusion that we are living in this moment, all the things that we have right now. Well, they knew about it, and so they decide to hide the knowledge, because a man will take the knowledge only for destruction. And this is something we do, right? We always do that. We put the knowledge in our different destruction power, right? The scientists, they have discover something, and they use it to destroy. They discover the nuclear energy, and what did they do? They made these nuclear weapons that we are now afraid of, and they destroyed. So that's why the goddess and the gods, they got together and decide to hide the knowledge in some place that man cannot reach. So the heir of God, he said, the heir god, sorry, Hecatl, he said, let's put the knowledge into the mountains where they cannot find it. They will never be there. But the gods, they concentrate, and then they realize that one day man will be conquering those big and tall mountains. So they just say, no, that is not a good place. So, well, then another god, the god Tlaloc, the water god, he said, well, let's put this in knowledge deep inside the water, in a very, very, very far, far island where they cannot reach. But the god, one more time, they concentrate, and they see in the future, and they say the man can be there one day too. So no, we cannot take the knowledge in that place. So they say, where we can hide the knowledge? So the earth goddess, Coatlicue, she said, let's hide the knowledge into a very deep cave where they cannot find it, they cannot reach, never, never, because it's dark and deep. And they concentrate again, and they realize one more time that men could be also in those deep, deep caves. So they say, no, we cannot put it there, it's dangerous. Then the fire god, Huehuetoatl, with who is a very old man, a very old god, and they were very respectful with him because he's an old person and a very wise person. And he said, "I know where we can hide the knowledge. Let's hide it within the man himself." And you know what? The older gods said, "That is the correct way. That is the correct place where we can hide the knowledge, because man won't be very, very curious about what happened inside of him. And let's put it there." So that's why, my dear friends, we tell you today that the knowledge, the gnosis, the wisdom is inside yourself. And let's find out together where it is and how can we unfold this knowledge for our good, right? To be a better person. One of the most important things that we are going to learn here also, my dear friends, is the meditation. Meditation, it is a main part of our teachings, of our Gnostic knowledge. And you may have seen, or perhaps you have seen in media, all the, the chit chat about meditation. People always said, "Ah, you have to meditate, and you have to sit down in a yoga mat, and you put the incense here and the bells here, and also a lot of things, and then you just concentrate and you're mining white and you say om." Well, it is not exactly like that, my dear friends. We are going to go into a deep, serious, and constant meditation, not only to relax your body, but to look for information, all right? We are going to use meditation to look information without the using of the intellect, because we know that meditation for us is our everyday bread, is the bread of the wise man. And if you don't meditate every day, then you will feel like empty. You will feel like meditation is part of that, of your life, of your well-being. So that's what we are going to do, a very special meditation. And we are going to learn about that in different lectures, in different practices that you are able to witness and to be in different schedules that we are going to share with you very soon. All right? Very nice, dear friends. So, let's remember that Gnosis goes beyond, not only because we are talking about these things, and we are going to learn it only with the intellectual center. No, we are going to go deeper and to learn more about all these beautiful teachings, all right? So we are going to talk about also psychoastrology. We are going to talk about astrology, but not only that kind of astrology that you go and to a magazine or maybe a social media and they tell you, "Oh, you are Leo. Well, Leos, please don't go out today because it's dangerous," and then you stay home, right? "Oh, Leo, you are going to find the perfect person for you today," and then you say, "Oh, you use a nice dress and an outfit because you are going to find your perfect match." This is not something we are going to do, my dear friends, because in Gnosis, remember, we always go deeper. And remember that every sign, every zodiac sign, has like a different teaching and characteristics, all right? All the characteristics of those different signs that you can see here, they are great characteristics, very nice characteristics that we need to be like conquer, right? We need to go there and to try to conquer those vibrations that comes from the stars, and that those vibrations, we have to polarize them into a positive way. Because nowadays, my dear friends, all those vibration that comes from stars, they are not well polarized. They are in a negative polarized side, and we need to change that. This psychoastrology comes from very ancient traditions, and also it is mentioned in the Bible, in the Hebrew Bible. You can see that they talk about the 12 tribes of Israel. So that's those 12 tribes, they are mean of the 12 different zodiac signs. So we have, like, for example, different characteristics in every sign. We can start with Aries. Aries is a very strong zodiac sign that is related to fire. It is related to fire, and as is in fire, we have lots of anger, right? The people are like polarized with the negative side of this planet that is Mars, right? Mars is the planet of Aries, and it's a strength, right? But we change the strength for anger. So we need to work on that. We need to eliminate the air to finish with this psychological aggregate or defect that we have, dear friends, to turn into force, to turn into strength, right? Taurus, for example, it is an earth sign. It is an earth sign, and it is related with Venus. And Venus is the planet of love. So if you are a Taurus and you are well polarized, then you will be an excellent father, an excellent mother, an excellent teacher, and you will have a tendencies to be an artist. Also, we have Gemini. Gemini, well, it is an air sign, and it's related with the planet Mercury. And Mercury, well, you know, is about wisdom. So you will have lots of wisdom, but people that is not really well, related with this, it turns that into double personality, into a very volatile or different changing mood that it is also very always thinking, very intellectual, and it also everything that he get he turns into an intellectual problem. So Gemini has, well, the twins, that have like a different personality. You don't know who are you talking to in 1 minute to another. So Cancer, for example, is a sign that is related with water, and the planet is Moon. The Moon is related with Cancer, and well, Moon, as you can see, it changed a lot. So the Cancer, the person that is related to Cancer, it always change. It is sometimes he's very happy, and sometimes you find with him again, and he's very sad, and then you don't know what is going on because it is always feelings, feelings, feelings. One moment he's angry, and one moment he's sad, one moment is depressed, and you don't know about that, okay? But if you do like the right polarized in a positive way, you will be very poetic. You can be a very poetic, and the emotions will be something that you will use to create, right? Remember that all of us are like kind of we have that influence of the moon in us, but let's remember that in Gnosis we are going to be trying all the time to change our vibration, right? Our polarization with those vibrations of the stars. Leo, for example, is the planet is the sun, and it's a fire, of course, a fire sign, and they are very, like bossy. They always want to guide. They always want to have the reason I say something, and this is something that everybody needs to understand because I say it. All right. I am right. So be careful with Leos. They are kind of bossy, but also they are very intelligent people. If they are connected with the positive side of the vibration of the star, they will be a nice leader, right? A nice leader to follow. Also, the Virgos are the planet is Mercury, and the element is Earth. They are kind of stubborn people when they are not well polarized. They are very stubborn. They tend to be criticizing everybody, and they are kind of they always think a lot. They have an intellectual side, but also if they are good teachers. We have the Libra, that is a sign of air, and is Venus, the planet that is the influence of also of Venus, but also they have like an influence of Saturn. And as you can see, zodiac comes from the word zoo, that it is about animals, but Libra, it has not an animal, it has a balance as a sign, and they tend to be kind of cold people, right? Very cold. Scorpio, well, the Scorpio, they are from Mars and a water sign, and they are well, they have a strong will. They have a strong will. When they are in a positive vibration of of Mars, they are they are tend to be spiritual and esoteric, and they talk about the inner knowledge. And Gnosis, for example, is something that they really love. But if they are in the other side, the negative side, they tend to be very, they always want to revenge. They are very, they have they keep all of the mind, all of the bad things, they put it inside a bag, and someday they let it go with no consequence measurement. Okay, so that Sagittarius, for example, well, is fire, is a fire sign, and is the star or the planet, it is Jupiter. And in the negative side, well, the Sagittarius is kind of envy. They envy a lot. But in the positive side, as the Centaurus is the animal, right, that they have, they kind of these two sides. They are very strong as an animal, but also they are very human, noble, and generous. Okay. And also they help a lot of people. Capricorn, well, a Capricorn is a planet, is Saturn, and this is an earth element. They are very firm, as the earth element it is. They are very firm, they are faithful, in the positive side. Okay. In the negative side, they are really stubborn. They tend to be like little children, that they want everything right now, right away, and in this moment. And they tend to be kind of childish during their lives, and they have like this kind of a stubborn way, right? Aquarium, for example, is the star is Uranus, and as Uranus is revolutionary, right? They have like this power of changing, and they do everything with knowledge and love if they are, well aspected, or they have this positive side of of Uranus. But if they have the negative side, my dear friends, they are really aggressive sometimes. They are negative people. And nobody wants to be around a negative aquarium person. They are a sign of air. Pisces, for example, it is a sign of water too, obviously. They have two fish, one from from one direction and the other into another direction. That's why they are kind of like the Gemini. They have a double personality, the same with the Pisces. And they are from Neptune. And also, if they are well aspected with a nice polarization of the sign, they are very spiritual. And they are very deep and intuitive also. Very, very good. That is about psychoastrology, and that's what we are going to talk about in different teachings, in different lectures. Also, we are going to talk about Kabbalah. Kabbalah is the science of numbers. The science of numbers, and every number has a meaning. So we are going to see all of the teaching that is hidden inside these pictures. Why do we have these pictures in the numbers of the Kabbalah, and what it means every single number? So when you are dreaming and you dream about a number, it has a special meaning. You will also see that in Gnosis, how to interpret your own dreams. Besides that, we are going to see the four pillars of Gnosis. The four pillars of Gnosis that are art, philosophy, mystic, and also, oh, sorry, and also we are talking about, philosophy, science, art, and mystic. That's the four pillars of Gnosis. Excuse me. Yes, so that is something that we always talk about in Gnosis. All of the knowledge is scientific because you can prove it. Also, it's beautiful. That's why it is the art inside. All of the knowledge in Gnosis has mystic because also we talk about the connection that we have with a moral, a superior moral, a superior ethic. Right? Virtues. We talk about God. We talk about something superior that are connected with us. And that's why all the philosophy, well, it is the love of the wisdom, you know? We love the wisdom. That's why philosophy is part of Gnosis itself. So very nice. Also, we are going to talk about different questions of mankind that has never been answered. For example, this question, who am I? Why am I here? And etc. Those questions, we are going to find the answers in Gnosis. Remember that we are not just this body. We are not just the physical body. We also have different bodies, dear friends, like the physical, the vital, the astral, mental, causal, the conscious body, and the being body. We have seven bodies because we live in a heptadimensional world. And that has been proved by Albert Einstein when he talked about different dimensions. So as different dimensions, we also are seven different parts of us. We have, how can we explain this? Well, for example, when you go to the ocean and you are going to travel a very long distance, well, you don't go by swimming, right? You go in a boat. You need a vehicle to transport yourself into water to another place. That is the same. We need a different body to go to a different world, to go to a different dimension. And that's why we have our astral body, for example. We always use it. We always use the astral body because we always go to the fifth dimension, that is the astral world, the dream world. When we dream, dear friends, it's because we are going into our astral vehicle. And so on, we have different vehicles for different dimensions. That's also what we are going to learn about that. about different dimensions and bodies, and how can we make this different, trips or journey into four dimension, like the etheric world, right? The astral world, where you can find actually people that has passed away. So also we can talk with them, and also we can remember all of our dreams, and all dreams have a meaning. So you can also identify the message in a dream using different characteristic of the dream. The dreams are, for example, have analogy, the contraries, study of numbers, and correspondence characteristics. For example, the analogy. What is the analogy of dreaming about birds? Well, maybe because you are going to take a flight in a few days and it will be good. Or maybe because the birds are animals of air. Ah, maybe because I need to remember something. Air sometimes is related to what we remember, to memory, those, all right? Or the contrary, for example, if you dream a wedding, maybe it means death. Or the other way around. You dream about death and it means life, something like that. Okay. The study of the numbers, as I already mentioned, and the correspondence of your life and the dream. So we will be able to do that in also with Gnosis. We also are going to talk about the awakening of the consciousness. We are going to be working and trying to find the way of going out of this state we are living now, because we are living with a 97% of our consciousness covered by error, covered by mistakes, by our psychological aggregates. So we are going to try to free our consciousness from that terrible ego, the ego, the myself, all right? Also, we are going to learn about the seven different races that existed over the planet before us. We are the fourth, sorry, we are the fifth race now in on Earth. We are the sons of the fifth sun. That's what the Aztec called us. And they let us this in the calendar. In the Aztec calendar, we can see the different races, the polar race, the hyperboreal race, lemur, Atlantean race, and the Aryan that we are. Aryan is a term used by, the Nazis and Hitler, but this is not a term that they invented. That was taken for by Hitler from ancient teachings, right? Like Gnosis, for example. The polar race that lived in the polar part of the world, they lived for oof, lots of years and centuries and millions of years. They live in this place and they never lost their consciousness. They were the Ocelotonatiuh race, the Jaguar Sun. That's what the Aztec called them. Also, the hyperboreal race, they were also a race that never lost their consciousness, and they were called by the Aztec Hecatonatiuh, the wind sun, or sol viento, that means the sun of wind. Also, the other race is the lemur race. They live in the Pangea, the continent that is called Pangea. And it was a very one part of the lemur race. They live inside the fourth dimension, the fifth dimension, my friends, that it called the paradise, right? And now in the second part, they were out of the paradise, and that's why we have that story of Eve and Adam, that they were out of the paradise. It is all of the Evas of the race and all of the Adams of the race lemur. So this is the myth of the Bible, the same one. So that is amazing. And this is the Quatuatiu, son of rain. They were like destroyed by rain. And also we have the Atlantean race. That is something like we know because of Platon. Platon is a wise man that lived in he was a philosopher, and he talked about the Atlantean race, and they were also considered as the Atonatiuh, son of water. They were destroyed by water, by the very famous waterfall that happens in the Bible with Noah and the big boat, okay, with all the animals and things like that. We are going to talk about that too, dear friends. And we are now living the fifth race, that is the Aryan race. We are in the final process of the Aryan race, and we are living the end of this race as well. Also, we know about the law of karma. We are going to learn about that, how we can work with the law of karma to be better in our life. How a better law or a higher law can cover a lower law. That is something that we are going to learn to do also in these teachings. Besides that, we are going to talk about the wonderful force of love that creates the all that we know, all the universe, all the world, all planet, all the planets, all the stars. They were produced or created because of the force of love. And that's what we are going to learn, my dear friends, during these teachings. I hope you enjoy this teachings today. It is a lot of information, I know, but little by little we are going to go like unfold every aspect of all the topics we learned today. Thank you so much for being here, and remember that we are always based in books of Master Samael. Thank you so much, and see you in the next lecture.